Richardson, standing by with issue and news talk. It's the Maine News Morning on the LOB Lobster Network.
It is 6:58. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. Bob the Sage of Kennebunk says the following in the March 2nd edition of the Maine Sunday Telegram. I didn't realize it still existed. A food and dining writer listed his best 75 restaurants in 2025. Bob says, guess who didn't make the cut? A well-known floating boat restaurant. Well, that's because the writer and the Press Herald don't know what the hell they're doing, because DeMillo's, I can say this unequivocally as someone who adores food, DeMillo's has the best, and if it's not the best, it's in the top two or three in the whole dadgum state. Chef Melissa's amazing, so the writer clearly doesn't know what they're talking about. You need a fat guy like me to do food critic, you do. Because I love to go eat, and I love to tell you what I think about the food. Joe Bruno, we got 5 seconds. What do you think?
Well, I think they fired that writer anyway.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I don't think he's there anymore. He's probably too expensive.
Well, March 2nd. Wow, that was quick.
Yeah.
I wonder if Todd, who was complaining about government employees getting fired, went down to the Press Herald and complained.
Yeah, yeah. We know that it's going down the tubes, and one more salary to get rid of.
Yeah, there you go. We'll be right back.
WLOB Portland, WLOBRadio.com, and 100.5 WLOB.
The gift to the president.
The Trump administration would have full authority to deem whole